The rest of the world will be watching when a media bargaining code is introduced to federal parliament today to try and give traditional news organisations a fighting chance against Google and Facebook. Under the landmark laws, digital platforms will be forced to pay for the news content they currently source for free from outlets including the ABC and News Corp and Nine and others, The Guardian, all over the place really. But given the precedent that the new revenue sharing laws could set for their profit margins here and overseas, there are fears that the tech giants could make good on their threats to pull their news content from local sites to the detriment of Australian users. Paul Fletcher is the Minister for Communications. I spoke with him earlier.
Good to be with you, friend.
This bargaining code includes both negotiation and arbitration. How will it work?
Well, what happens is that Australian news media businesses will register with the Australian Communications and Media Authority, and then what they'll be able to do is commence a bargaining process with the digital platforms Facebook and Google, and that's over the amount that they ought to be remunerated for the use by those platforms of content produced and paid for by the Australian news media businesses. Now, there'll be a three-month period for negotiation. If negotiation does not produce an outcome, then it goes to arbitration, and there's a designated period for that, 45 business days, with some extensions in some circumstances. Now, what happens is each side will put forward a proposal as to the appropriate remuneration amount, and the arbitrator will determine which of those proposals will be accepted, and that will then have the force of law under this code, which will take effect as legislation of the Australian Parliament.
Okay, so what does that all mean in terms of that end point, the force of law, if it's all premised on the art of the deal? If the parties can't seal that deal, they go through the arbitration, but what happens if Facebook and Google point blank refuse to pay? How do you force them to stump up?
Well, it has the force of law, and one of the things under the code that will trigger substantial penalty payments is if an arbitration award is made and then a party does not comply with it. Now, can I make the point that what we think is quite likely to happen is that there will be commercial agreements struck. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the reason this is being done is because the ACCC found that the digital platforms, Google and Facebook, are, in their words, unavoidable business partners for news media businesses today, and that there's an imbalance of bargaining power, that ordinarily this would be done as a commercial matter and there would be no need for government to get involved. But because there is an imbalance of bargaining power, essentially the digital platforms have not come to the table and done these deals. So this is all about setting up a legal framework under which they're effectively required to pay a fair price for content paid for and generated by the Australian news media businesses. You know, if you Google COVID in Melbourne, that's likely to take you to a story on the Herald Sun website or the ABC website. It costs money to employ the journalists to produce those stories, and it's appropriate that there ought to be a fair remuneration.
Okay, so it sets up a legal framework. What about a price guide? Facebook and Google raking close to $5 billion in annual advertising revenue in Australia, as far as we've been able to determine, more than $300 billion worldwide. What do you see as a fair price for using local content on their sites, and will there be a price guide effectively?
The principle is, to the maximum extent possible, to have these matters done through commercial negotiation, as would occur in an ordinary market if there were not this imbalance of bargaining power. So what we're doing is setting up a process, and there's a legal requirement for the parties, if the steps are triggered, to sit down and have those negotiations. But what we are not doing is setting a price. That's not an appropriate role for government. That should be done by media executives, and it'll be up to them to determine how it's done. And so this is about a framework within which a negotiation, a commercial negotiation, occurs.
It's creating a new market, though, so there will have to be some guide sorted out. If the two parties involved can't agree on that, will the arbitration committee process, will that have some kind of price guide to it? How will they know?
Well, ultimately, the way that this arbitration will work is that each party is required to put a formal offer, and then the arbitrator will determine which offer is accepted. The method of the arbitration is very much specified in the code. So there's a strong incentive to put a reasonable offer. If you really, if Facebook or Google really lowball it, or if one of the a news media business has puts a artificially high price, there's a high likelihood that the arbitrator will accept the other party's proposal. So it's a method of arbitration which has been recommended by the ACCC, and it's used in other places. It's used in Canada, for example, by the Canadian Radio and Telecommunications Commission. It's designed to encourage getting to a fair and reasonable price and doing that quickly. We do want to minimise the amount of process here and have the parties come to a fair commercial agreement on the cost of content which is generated and paid for by Australian news media businesses and which is used by the digital platforms. This is all about a fair commercial agreement and about maintaining a diversity of voices in the Australian news media, because it costs money to produce journalism. And at the moment, a very large share of advertising revenue is increasingly going to Facebook and Google, and it's advertising revenue which has historically contributed towards the cost of journalism.
The government briefed Google and Facebook yesterday, I understand, about the bill. They've previously described this as unworkable. Did they repeat their previous threats to pull their services from Australia and Australians if the code goes ahead?
Well, what we have sought to do is systematically work through the issues raised by all of the parties. We've had extensive consultation. We've had successive drafts of the code being consulted on, and when the code is available, which will occur as soon as it's introduced into the Parliament this week, all the parties will be able to look at the form of the code that's being introduced. And I think what Facebook and Google will be able to see is that we've seen, we've taken account of reasonable issues they've raised. So, for example, the question of giving notice of algorithm changes to Australian news media businesses, we've reduced the period from 28 days to 14 days, and we've restricted it to algorithm changes which are effectively consciously designed to change rankings of news material, not machine-generated algorithm changes, which, as they say, happen all the time because of the way the algorithm works.
But Google engineers are reportedly working on ways to exclude Australian users from regular improvements to its products, like the search function. The Australian Managing Director Melanie Silver wrote an open letter to users back in August warning the code would lead, quote, to a dramatically worse Google search, and YouTube could lead to your data being handed over to big news business and will put the free services you use at risk. Have you sought assurances from Google and Facebook?
Well, what we've sought to do is respond to appropriate issues that they have raised. We've consulted carefully and we believe we've arrived at a workable code which will allow commercial negotiation. Bear in mind, that Google has publicly committed around the world to be paying substantial amounts of money through to publishers. It's got a product called a Google Showcase, which it proposes to use. And we've set up this code so that it will be possible, indeed, in many ways encouraged, for the parties to reach a commercial agreement and then to contract so that the terms of the code don't apply. So this is about establishing a framework within which a commercial deal can be done to give certainty to the parties. We sought to address concerns raised by Google and Facebook as we've developed successive drafts.
Paul Fletcher is the Federal Communications Minister. Minister, on another issue, the Four Corners story inside the Canberra bubble. You've given ABC Chair Ita Buttrose until next Tuesday to respond to a series of questions about why the ABC board would regard the expose of the private lives of two of your colleagues as newsworthy. What will you do if you're not happy with the response?
Let's wait and see what the response is. I've raised a set of questions going to the serious issue of the duty of the board to ensure that the ABC produces journalism which is accurate and impartial according to the recognised standards of objective journalism. That's the test set out in the Act, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Act, and it sits with the board in terms of its oversight of all of the activities of the corporation, to be satisfied that the ABC's journalism meets the standard in the Act. So that's what I've asked the board, the chair and the board, to come back to me on. I've asked a set of serious questions, and I'm anticipating a serious answer.
Yeah, but what if you do, if you don't get the answer you don't like? I mean, your letter essentially accuses the board of failing in its duty under Section 8 of the ABC Act, which goes to accuracy and impartiality. It's almost an implied threat.
No, it's not. It's a question of asking the board to explain to me as the responsible minister how they are satisfied that they have discharged their duties in relation to the content of this program. And so I've asked them a serious question or set of questions, and it's now up to them to respond. So I'll allow them the time to do that.
And that is certainly, of course, you're right. Anybody's right to write and ask questions of the board, but the board is not subject to ministerial direction. You can't tell it what to do under the Act. Wouldn't you have been better off taking a complaint to ACMA, Australian Communications and Media Authority? I mean, other than this way, which could leave you open to criticism of interference, couldn't it?
Well, the ABC has editorial independence. That's very important. That's clearly set out in the Act. But the Act also sets out duties for the board. And so it's entirely appropriate that the responsible minister should ask the board to explain how it is satisfied that it has met its duties as set out in the Act. So that's what I've asked them to explain. And I look forward to receiving their response.
Paul Fletcher, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Brent.
Paul Fletcher is the Federal Minister for Communications. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 14 to 8.